Some of the things we do as a mission board, we do a monthly article in the Iowa Friend to try and keep you updated on the different missions. We have a different Easter and Thanksgiving offering for the yearly meeting that goes to FUM missions or local missions. One thing we do encourage, and we had sent this out a couple years ago, is for your churches to send the mission money through Dorothy Taylor, and then she can send it on. The reason we ask that, it's easier for us to see how the yearly meeting is doing on giving money to the different missionaries. It's just a way of us to keep track. Dorothy Taylor is not officially on our mission board, but she's the only treasurer, money-minded person, so she's on it forever. Ex officio, I told her. This year, we have scholarships for short-term missions. This year, we had seven people go on the Chicago mission trip. We had five kids and two adults, and so we gave them $200 apiece to help with their trip to go up there. And we're going to hear from them in our workshop tomorrow afternoon at 1:15. And the other thing we're going to cover in our workshop tomorrow is missionary support. Several of us were able to go to Fairfield on a conference. It was exceptional. How to support your missionary, ways to support them while they're on the field and when they're on furlough. And so we want to pass some of that information on to you. Some are very simple things that you can do. So come to that workshop. Couple of our members this year, well, three of us, Diane Martin and Julie Jones, who's new this year on the board, they went to Cambodia to see their kids. Well, Diane's the mother of Sarah and of Nathan. And so Julie Jones accompanied her down there to Cambodia. I was able to go with my sisters and the response team down to Belize and work down there. So that was a fun trip for us. We got to see Oscar, you know, who had been around the yearly meeting, see how he's doing. He's doing an exceptional job working with the police, working with, because they, in Belize, they are in the gang area. And he's working with the police, and they're putting out videos, trying to make it so, and working with the kids, so they respond correctly to the police if they get in trouble. One of the big things, when we were at chapel down there, they would, Miss Candy would ask them for a concern and a praise. And it was amazing. Most of the concerns were safety, to get to school, safety from the gangs. And so that really opened your eyes to what they're dealing with every day, those kids. We have Eden. I always call you Eden Grace, and I know Grace is your last name, but I think of you like Mary Glenn. I think of it as a middle name. Eden Grace is here, and if she wants to come speak, that would be wonderful. And otherwise, if you have questions, we can answer those.
Thanks, Nancy. Also, during this whole session of short workshops or discussion groups, French United Meeting has an 11:30 slot. I know I'm up against trustees, and that's a hard sell. I think that all of you probably are going to choose trustees. But that is an opportunity to have more discussion about FUM. I'm Eden Grace, Director of Global Ministries at French United Meeting, for those of you who I haven't met yet. And Nancy just asked me to really quickly mention anything that's new. So the most exciting thing that's new is we have a new boss. Kelly Kellum is our new General Secretary. He's been in the office for 1 week. He's settling in. We're treating him kindly so far, you know. And he has a lot to learn, but he has a tremendous heart to serve. And like Colin, he has a pastoral approach to to the ministry and to the staff community. And so we're just really, really blessed that God has called him and that he has been obedient to that call and that we have the right leadership for the future for FUM. And Kelly and Colin has now relocated back to his home in Newburgh, Oregon, and has been hired by Everence. And whereas, you know, Kelly was working for Everence, and so it's not exactly a job swap, but something a little bit like that. One of the things that's new that I do want to point out to you, on the display that's out in this corridor, hot off the press, it just came to our shipping dock in the last couple of days, we have a catalog. FUM has not published a catalog of books and resources for probably about 10 or 15 years. Thank you, James, for holding that up. This is a catalog not only of our own publications, Friends United Press, but it is a carefully curated list of recommended resources for monthly meetings in local churches to know where to turn to find curriculum or books on topics of interest. And all of these things can be ordered through our office. It's a new approach to how we're doing the press and the bookstore to try to be more of a service to meetings by providing real recommendations of resources that we think would be useful to you. So I brought a whole case of catalogs. I can't take them back with me on the plane. So please make sure that every meeting in Iowa Yearly Meeting has one or two that come back and get to your library committee or your Christian Education Committee or just are available on a table for people to look at. And the website should be launched within the next few days that will make, I mean, all of these things are available now, but our bookstore website is old and clunky, and the new one is unveiling any moment. This year's summer mission project is focusing on the Colegio Wilmington in Puerto Padre in Cuba. There's some handouts on that on the table out there. For those of you who follow sort of Cuba Yearly Meeting, at the time of the revolution in 1959, the Yearly Meeting lost control of all of its school buildings. And they, you know, all church properties that, except for worship spaces were all nationalized. So the Wilmington College, named after Wilmington Yearly Meeting, founded by the Terrell family from Wilmington Yearly Meeting, was nationalized in 1959 and then abandoned by the government, and the building fell into ruins. There's no roof on it, and there's kind of trees growing up in the what used to be classrooms. And so with a lot of advocacy and work, the Yearly Meeting was able to gain permission from the government to regain control of the building and to renovate it into a ministry center. And so the Cuba Yearly Meeting is hard at work on this, and our project for this year, our sort of special summer mission project, is to partner with them in renovating and in rebuilding the building that it's adjacent to the meeting house. It's like the buildings are connected. And their vision is that it will be a multi-purpose building, but to do community ministry. And in the city of Puerto Padre, there is a particularly high rate of alcoholism, and so they especially want to be able to do addiction-related ministries in that building. So they can't. It can't be turned back into a school, but it will be a ministry center. So pick up the flyers about that on the hallway. There are tons of things that I could talk about, but this is not my workshop. So yes, thank you. What Jan just asked for is the Cuba trip, and you had mentioned short-term missions and that you have scholarships for that. Friends United Meeting offers a number of opportunities for short-term missions. Every year in November, we offer a trip to Cuba. The purpose of the trip is intervisitation and relationship building and fellowship and worship together. It's not a construction or manual labor focused trip. It's intended to be gentle and for older people, although people of all ages are welcome. That trip is in November every year to coincide with the Cuba Yearly Meeting Annual Missions Conference, which is every year on November 14th. So this year's trip, the registration is closed. It takes about 4 months to process a religious visa to enter Cuba. So our Cuba trips always have a really early registration date. And as much as we try to circulate the news about that, you're probably not thinking about your November plans in April or May. But because of the paperwork that's involved, the Cuba trips have a really early timeline. So look for November 2019's trip. The registration materials will be available around March. And the deadline is usually sometime in June. Now, for a long time, we also had a more physical labor component trip to Cuba every year in January. And in recent years, that trip has not been... we've had to cancel the trip for low enrollment. And we've had a number of comments from people saying, well, my life is on an academic schedule. January is not a time that I can travel. I'd love to go at another time of the year. So we are looking at a June 2019 trip that will work on this Puerto Padre Colegio Wilmington building. So look for materials about that trip should be coming out sometime in the fall. We do every year a trip in June and July to Israel and Palestine. That's led by Max and Jane Carter from North Carolina Yearly Meeting. That trip always fills up with a waiting list. And so information about that trip should be coming out, preliminary information will be coming out very soon, but registration will open around January for that. The Belize trips tend to be groups from meetings, local meetings or local churches or yearly meetings or like Western Yearly Meetings Young Adult Ministry Program did a Belize trip this year. Those are, rather than our announcing a date and getting people to register, those are like, you contact me and we figure out the dates that work. And then, of course, there's all kinds of opportunities to go to East Africa and do volunteer work and intervisitation there. And make sure you get on your calendar and into your yearly meeting budget. The next triennial for French United Meeting will be in July 2020 in Kenya. And the yearly meeting will hopefully send a full complement of official representatives, but the conference is open to everyone. And there will be many opportunities, both before and after the triennial, for visiting the mission sites that you've heard about and prayed about for so long, as well as, of course, Kenyans would be appalled if you came to their country and didn't experience the natural beauty. So definitely there will be safari options. Is it 12th to 19th, Ron? Yeah. Of July, and this will be the first ever joint triennial of FUM, USFW International, and Quaker Men International. It's a full Sunday-to-Sunday program of the three organizations together. We haven't mapped out exactly how the schedule's going to work yet, but block out July 2020 in your calendars. Ron? Well, the clerk, who is some hee-haw from Iowa, has this vision that on the 19th of July, 2020, we will have over 1,000, what did you say, 5,000? 5,000 Quakers worshiping together under a tent in Kenya. So be among the 5,000 that are gathered on that day. They have a big area, and we are a big tent people, so let's be there. Yeah, oh, we will be feeding, don't worry. You don't come to Kenya and go hungry. But this is not the FUM workshop time, so I want to make sure we focus back on Nancy and the missions board, because at 11:30, there will be lots more opportunities to talk about FUM. Thank you.
Are there any questions for the mission board? Yes. That would have to go to Eden. Mm-hmm. Pastors and leaders.
Top two needs of Cuban pastors and leaders.
Livelihood. Over the last 2 years, three or four trained, gifted, qualified Cuban pastors have emigrated to the U.S., because they can't feed their families in Cuba. There is now a good training program that the yearly meeting runs, and USFW International helps to raise money to support that. Those monies are important. That training program is important. It's helping take those who are called and gifted by the Lord and form them into mature pastors and ministry leaders, and that's really important. But if you can't feed your family, it's really difficult to stay in ministry. The church is growing, so calling more people to the ministry and allowing people to see a vision for ministry to be a viable and healthy and joy-filled choice for you and your family.
Okay, any other questions? I just finished doing the missions at VBS for Honey Creek New Providence, and we were doing Wilmington. And so I learned a lot about Cuba. I was reading the materials. What I did find out is there are iguana down there, and I told my story about iguanas here in the U.S. My oldest son had an iguana. He gave a huge one. Gave it to my younger son. I get a call from his neighbor saying, "Are you James Stevens' mom? You need to take him to the hospital." The iguana bit his wrist. He had 40 stitches in his wrist. He gave it back to his older brother, our older son. 2 days later, I get a visit from our older son, 21 stitches in his middle finger. I said, "Okay, where's this iguana?" And he says, "I think he's a belt now." And I said, "That's the best place." So that's the only thing about Cuba I wasn't very excited about. I said, "I don't want anything to do with iguanas. I've had enough of that." Okay, I think it's about time for the next workshop. Please come to our mission workshop. I think we have some good information to share with you, and we'll go on to the next roundtable. Thank you.